The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Because the betrayal that we're seeing, the Achilles heel in many ways of our party, is this blatant and obvious betrayal of these rhinos that we're dealing with. These men and women in the House of Representatives who come out and lambast true America First patriots like Matt Gaetz, they are the problem. And the good news is that these people, these rhinos, are self-identifying. They're identifying themselves as commu-socialists, as people who would rather partner with Democrats and commu-socialists than fight for the America First values that we all love and hold dear. And remember, again, no such thing as a Democrat in the elected class in Washington, D.C. Blending of communism and socialism together does not work for us. It must not stand. And the one thing that commu-socialists, what they never do, this entire democratic liberal movement, they never betray one another. They never betray their party, at least not in public. When, if ever, have you ever seen Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or Nadler or Nancy Pelosi or any of the squad, whoever, any of them, when have you ever seen them in public betray their party? They always toe the party line. Who else have you ever seen in the House of Representatives or the Senate or the Republican Party at large who publicly betrays, impedes, or causes public chaos or vote directly against their constituents? It's the Republican Party that does that. And this is the problem. It's the problem of the swamp that President Trump has warned us about and that he's revealed to us. In fact, of all of the great things that President Trump has done, and there have been many, I wager to say that the greatest thing that he's done for us is to reveal the depth, the breadth, and the width of the swamp, the deep state, the establishment, these neocon rhinos who vote for endless wars and money going outside of our country instead of dealing with our own issues. And Republicans are a significant part of that problem. Because within their ranks are the neocons, the rhinos, constantly failing to put America first or MAGA values movement first. And they want to cling to their power in the establishment so badly that they realize the only way they can do that is to partner with commu-socialists, those people formerly known as Democrats. And so let's review some simple facts, just a few simple facts, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump, who is the leader of our party, the conservative party, he's the leader of the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen. He has endorsed Jim Jordan. That's point number one. Number two, Steve Scalise has endorsed Jim Jordan. Number three, Kevin McCarthy has endorsed Jim Jordan. The vast majority of you in America, with any shred of intellectual maturity, and who are the most intellectually mature members of podcast land, all of you out there, almost all of you, you want Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House. Yet there are members of our own party who call themselves Republicans who are not paying attention to those truths, who in fact are discounting them and forgetting and purposefully ignoring them for their own agendas. Key among those points is your voice. I mean, it's one thing if President Trump endorses Jim Jordan. It's another if Scalise and McCarthy. But it's completely different when you, the people, want Jim Jordan, and yet the Republicans, in name only, go against your wishes, your voices. There's 20 of them. I mean, I think we ought to name them. You ought to look them up and you ought to write to them if they're in your district, in your state. Don Bacon, Ken Buck, Lori Chavez de Remer, Anthony D. Esposito, Mario Diaz Balart, Jake Elsley, Tommy Garbarino, Carlos Jimenez, Tony Gonzalez, Kay Granger, Mike Kelly, Jen Keegans, Nick LaLota, Doug LaMafla, Mike Lawler, John James, John Rutherford, Mike Simpson, Victoria Spartz, and Steve Womack. The big 20 jackasses in the Republican Party who are rhinos, and I'm going to get to why they're that way in just a moment, holding back your voice, the will of the people. Look, play this back. Pause it and write these names down and get on the email system, the phone system, call or email or do both and make sure your voice is heard to these rhinos. Get involved at your local level, ladies and gentlemen. Begin to weed them out. We can do it. It's not a mystery to me why there are so many people who reject what President Trump stands for. In this case, Trump has wholeheartedly endorsed Jim Jordan. And people who reject that endorsement within the Republican Party are clearly trying to hold on to the establishment that they love even more than the republic that they've been elected to serve. That's right. These rhinos love their power. They love their establishment status more than the republic they've been sent there to serve. And they do forget that they are servant leaders first. It's our agenda that matters, not theirs. And by rejecting the republic, these rhinos reject you, ladies and gentlemen. Because you see, you represent to them the end of their means to hold on to power. You represent to them truth and liberty and the passion of the exceptionalism of America. And these people, these rhinos, can't stand in support of any of this because they've sold their political souls to the establishment. And this is exactly why, my friends, it's exactly why President Trump's popularity has always been steady. And it's why, in fact, it is now growing beyond what it ever has been. Because you, good people in this audience, you who have always supported President Trump have always realized what now millions upon millions more are beginning to realize, that President Trump stands for you and he stands for our republic. Trump puts the country first every time, folks. And so what the mainstream media, the rhino pundits on news programs, and those elected rhinos in the elected class, what they all try to convince you of is that what we're seeing in the House of Representatives is chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. This is all the process by which we bargain, we discuss, and we negotiate a deal to arrive at a decision on who becomes the next Speaker of the House. And unfortunately, the Republican Party is plagued by people who are disloyal to the people, you, who put them there. And they're disloyal to our principles of conservatism. And that's why, is there any doubt? That's why so many of us don't trust them. And so the lesson is here, once again, we've got to focus on conservatism. We've got to focus on the values within American conservatism, America first values, making America great again. And above all else, we've got to focus on God. But we can't do it in disarray. We can't do it unless we unite. And we still have to vote these rhinos out. And you need to divorce yourself from the fear of elections. Get out there, get involved, don't give up. We never forfeit the rights that come to us from God. That's not a conservative principle or value. We have got to remain involved and we always press forward. We always vote. We have to begin to realize that we have got to have each other's back. We can't depend on the elected class. There's too many rhinos. How do you tell? You've got to begin to ask litmus test questions of these candidates as they present themselves in your local communities. Voting integrity, are they for full forensic audits of every election, no matter who wins? If they're not, then that's a rhino. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, for the republic. God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to talk to you about my Determined Patriotism Conference. I say on the show, we meet in determined prayer. We meet in determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of restoring our republic to the divine providence of God and the true intent of our founding fathers. We'll learn specific ways by which you can get involved in your local level. Learn about how to do that, to reclaim the republic from this coalition of immorality from the radical liberal left. But Doug, I think that I heard somewhere that November 10th and 11th is opening day for deer season. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that your right to hunt, among many other rights, are at risk? Put your priorities in order. Hunting can wait. Save the republic. Come out to Kansas City November 10th and 11th. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and join myself, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP chairman, some sheriffs, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and many, many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Specific ways by which we can save our republic. Nothing, not even deer season, ladies and gentlemen, is more important than that. Put your priorities in order. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.